نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ربنا واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we continue with the third part of the series of a very great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of the most difficult and challenging times upon this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, this was a very, very painful situation upon the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were those personalities who loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam so dearly that this statement, Fidaka Abi wa Ummi, Bi Abi Anta wa Ummi, statement of expression of love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was common in the statements. They were those personalities who were prepared to sacrifice their lives for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Sahaba heard of the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were in the state of shock and grief. A very strong personality, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would refuse to accept that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. From this you can understand the painful situation the Sahaba had gone through. It was a state of pain, it was a state of emotion. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, لَا يُصَابُوا بِمِثْلِي. Nobody has gone through any pain as much as the pain of my demise. Upon the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemies were already gone, very, very weak. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they learned their lessons in the Battle of Badr. They learned their lessons in the incident of the trenches. They were forced to accept a negotiation in the peace treaty. And finally, they noticed and they witnessed the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. They have lost all their energies and all the resources. The Jews in Madinatul Munawwara, they became completely helpless during the conquest of Khaybar. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, these were two powerful empires at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were watching the political climb of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over the past decade. And they were waiting for an opportunity where they would attack Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba, Madinatul Munawwara. So upon the demise of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were two challenges of the Ummah. One is, it was a great state of emotion, great state of pain. And second, it was the survival of the religion of Islam. And both of them were very, very challenging situations. At that time, the Ummah required strong leadership. Somebody that could take control of the emotions of the Ummah and somebody who could take control of the survival of Islam and stability in the Ummah. And that was in the great illustrious personality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A sign of a leader is that he rationalizes issues and he takes control of emotions. There are two things in a person. One is the thinking of the person and the other is the emotion of a person. Every one of us go through challenging situations in life, but we have to deal with the challenges of our life with our aql, with our brains and our thinking. We can't deal with the challenges of life with our emotions. When we deal with the challenges of life with our emotions, then our conclusions are going to be wrong. Allah has put the situation, the solution in the challenges of our life through thinking, not only through emotion. And one alim very beautifully puts it, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created our heads above our hearts. With our heads we do our thinking, with our heart we express feeling and emotion. In all challenges of our life, we should deal in proportion to our head and our hearts. Always keep our thinking above our emotion, just as our heads are above our hearts. Otherwise, if the hearts are going to go above our heads and emotions going to dominate the situation, then in most situations, our solutions and our conclusions would be wrong. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one outstanding quality in him was, he was able to separate between a thinking, between rationalizing, and between emotion. And it was because of this quality in him that he was successful in his leadership. In the short time, I want to give just three examples of the leadership of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first, immediately upon the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Sahaba were in the state of shock, they were in the state of pain and they were in the state of emotion. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in a place called Sunh, that's in the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. He heard of the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mounted his animal and he came right to the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. He immediately goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, opens up the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with tears coming down his eyes, he kisses the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tells to Nabi Kareem, he reads this verse, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Reminding himself, reminding everybody, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself has said, O Muhammad, you are going to pass away, and everybody else going to pass away. He then said, O Prophet of Allah, you have been pure when you were alive, you are pure after you have left this world. Nabi Kareem, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was indeed in a state of pain. He was also in a state of emotion. But he took control. He was able to separate an emotion from doing the correct and the right things. He observed the emotion of the Sahaba. He observed Umar radiallahu ta'ala's attitude, such a strong person who is saying that dare anybody say Muhammad has passed away. He immediately goes to the masjid, sits on a minbar, he praises and glorifies Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then he recites this verse, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad is none but the Rasul of Allah. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولِ. And prior to the coming of Muhammad as a Rasul, many prophets have come. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If Muhammad is going to pass away, are you going to turn any heels? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala then confirmed that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. Sahaba heard Abu Bakr Siddiq very, very attentively. Umar radiallahu ta'ala also there. He was one of the most learned person among the Sahaba. He told to Abu Bakr Siddiq, is this verse in the Quran? It was as though they heard this verse for the very first time. Often it happens, we know a verse of the Quran Kareem, but when we try to contextualize it and apply it in a situation, it appears as though it's the first time we have heard this particular verse. That's when Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to his senses, Sahaba came into his senses. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala whose leadership have brought about control in the emotions of the Sahaba. Now it is the first time that the Ummah is experiencing a Nabi passing away. So they didn't know what to do. How to give ghusl to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where should we bury Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In a general graveyard? In any specific place? How to perform Salatul Janazah? What would happen to the inheritance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These were all challenging situations. And each and every one of these situations, the guideline was given by none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala immediately mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be given ghusl with his clothes on. This is in keeping with the dignity, honor and sanctity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatul Janada, everybody would read, there wouldn't be an imam for Salatul Janada for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be buried in a place, he would be resting in a place where he had passed away, for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will take away the life of a Nabi where Allah wants him to rest forever. So Abu Bakr Siddiq gave all these guidelines. And it was then things started falling in place. The inheritance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala representing Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they came up to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu asking him a question. If you have to pass away, would your children, would your family inherit? So Abu Bakr Siddiq mentioned, yes, definitely, why not? So they said, why is it that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, we don't inherit from his estate? Abu Bakr Siddiq immediately put a stop to the fitna and he said, to this confusion, to this misunderstanding. He said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a Nabi passes away, a Nabi has no heirs or to his materialistic wealth. That is the speciality of the Nabi of Allah. So this was the first sign of leadership in Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala immediately taking control of the emotions of the Sahaba. The second challenge that the Ummah went through, just before Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could be buried, the Ansars, they gathered in Saqifa Banu Sa'ira. It's a house in Madinatul Munawwara. And we're talking about the succession of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who is now going to be the leader? So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, both of them heard that the Ansar have gathered in the house and they're about to choose a leader. And again, this is a very, very challenging situation. If the right person is picked as is chosen as a leader, then there will be correct leadership. And if the wrong person is chosen, then there's going to be chaos. Abu Bakr Siddiq immediately understood the sensitivity of the issue. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is still not yet buried. There's still time. They immediately, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar, they immediately went to this house, Saqifa Banu Sa'ida. When they went there, they saw all the Ansar have gathered. And they are talking among themselves that they want to appoint Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala as the Amir. Now, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala knew for a hadith that he heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's not the correct thing to do. And if the wrong person is chosen as the Amir, then one can understand the consequences of that. It's a lengthy incident, lengthy hadith. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that in that gathering, I had already thought of saying something, addressing the Sahaba. So when I was about to speak, Abu Bakr Siddiq stopped me. And Abu Bakr Siddiq took over the speech. He says, how Abu Bakr Siddiq addressed the Sahaba, it was impromptu, it wasn't anything that was prepared. What I had in my mind, and what I prepared in my mind, what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu presented without preparation was far more eloquent and far more better than what I would have presented to the Sahaba. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu guided the Ummah in that time and said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Al-A'immatu min Quraysh. Leadership is in the Quraysh. Oh, he respects the Ansars. Nabi Kareem sallallahu has spoken many virtues about the Ansars, but as far as leadership is concerned, imamat is concerned, that is the right prerogative of the Quraysh. Hadith to that effect. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala indicated towards, at that time, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala Aminu Hadir Ummah. He was alive and he indicated towards making Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah the Amir. But that's when Umar radiallahu ta'ala held the hand of Abu Bakr Siddiq and immediately took bay'at on the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq. And he told everybody else that in the presence of Abu Bakr Siddiq, there can't be any other leader. He took bayat on the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq, and then all the people that were there, the Muhajirin and Ansar, they all of them unanimously took bayat on the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So, second thing that happened, leadership quality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala taking control. One was taking control of the emotional state of the Ummah. Second, taking control of the political state of the Ummah. The third thing that had happened, after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became the leader, he became the Khalifa, after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one very big fitna took place in the Ummah. It is called the fitna of Irtidad. Many people who have come into a fold of Islam, some of the tribes, they started coming out of the fold of Islam. And one of the fitna, one of the challenges were, some people refused to give zakat. And they said, zakat we used to give in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more there, why should we give zakat? And if this attitude would spread, and it didn't stem this attitude, it would spread to other tribes, then one can understand that what would happen to the institution of zakat. Salat is farz, zakat is equally farz. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu was able to see into it and he felt that he needed to put a stop to it. So he told the Sahaba, I'm going to dispatch an army against those tribes who refuse to give zakat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala nu, all the senior sahaba, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala nu, they pleaded to Abu Bakr Siddiq and they told him, Rasulullah just passed away now. And how can you just send an army to fight with those people who refuse to give zakat? Accept it, tolerate them not giving zakat. As long as they are performing salah, accept their salat and overlook their zakat. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, I will not tolerate anyone who would differentiate between salat and zakat. He was firm on this. And the way he presented it, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who opposed Abu Bakr Siddiq and him dispatching an army against such tribes, he said that I could feel that there was haqq emanating, truth emanating from the heart of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He accepted, all the other sahaba accepted. And it was the barakah of this when the army was being dispatched. They went to tribes upon tribes for a few days. And all those tribes, who some of them who came out from the fold of Islam, some of them who refused to give zakat, they all came back into the fold of Islam and they all submitted to give zakat once again. Again, stability came into the ummah because of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another very challenging situation that came upon the ummah was upon the demise of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who is going to be his successor? Now, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was the Khalifa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a short period of time, that's 2 years, 3 months. Before his demise, approximately 15 days, he fell ill. And he could feel that his time is up. So, he consulted with the Sahaba and asked the Sahaba, he asked Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'anhu, he asked other Sahaba, what do they think about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'anhu? And everybody said that, oh Abu Bakr, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know Umar better than anyone else. And everybody gave very positive information about Umar radiallahu ta'anhu. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'anhu called Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'anhu and gave some advices. I just want to read out those advices to you, which is very thought-provoking, and we will understand the deep insight that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'anhu. It takes care of every aspect of life. Domestic life, social life, economics, politics, everything is taken care of in this brief advice that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had given to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The letter of Abu Bakr Siddiq, it is a wasiyah, it's a bequest. It is written in there, and this was dictated by Abu Bakr Siddiq, written by Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala for Abu Bakr Siddiq, for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Says Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim, هذا عهد من أبي بكر صديق عند آخر عهده بالدنيا خارجا منها وأول عهده بالآخرة داخلا فيها. This is a bequest from Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the last moments of his life in this world, whilst parting from this world, and the beginning moments of the Akhirat whilst he's about to enter into the Akhirat. حيث يؤمن الكافر ويتقي الفاجر ويصدق الكاذب. And this last moment of this world is such that even a disbeliever, when he realizes and the curtains of the ghaib, of the unseen are open, he would become a mu'min. A sinful person will adopt taqwa and a liar will also speak the truth. He says, إني أستخلفت من بعدي عمر بن الخطاب. I have appointed as my successor, Umar ibn al-Khattab. فَإِنْ عَدَلَ فَذَلِكَ ذَنِّي بِي. If Umar maintains justice, that's my expectation from him. وَإِنْ جَارَ وَبَدَّلْ فَالْخَيْرَ أَرَدْتُ. And if Umar, he has to oppress the people, and if he has to change his attitude from what I know him, then my intention was just good to appoint him. I appointed him for what I knew about him. وَلَا عَلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. And I don't know the unseen. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِي يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, after having dictated this letter, he summoned Umar ibn al-Khattab and told him, يَا عُمَرْ أَبْغَذَكَ مُبْغِذْ وأحبك محب. وقد من يبغض الخير ويحب الشر. He says that, O Umar, an envious person would hate you and a lover would love you. And this has always been the attitude of people, that people dislike good, people dislike good, and people like bad, generally. قال, now when Umar radiallahu anhu realized that Abu Bakr Siddiq is about to appoint him as a Khalifa, he said, فَلَا حَاجَةَ لِي فِيهِ, that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't want to become a Khalifa. So Abu Bakr Siddiq replied to him and told him, وَلَكِنْ لَكَ بِهَا حَاجَةَ, maybe you don't want to become the Khalifa, but the Khilafat requires you at this point. The Ummah requires leadership. You have to be a successor. It says, وَقَدْ رَأَيْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَصَحِبْتَ وَرَأَيْتَ أُسْرَتَهُ أَنفُسَنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفِسِ حَتَّى إِن كُنَّا لَنُهُدِي لِأَهْلِي فَضْلَ مَا يَعْتِينَ مِنْهُ. The summarized version of this would mean that I stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We seen Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We seen Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generosity and preferences to the extent that we used to give to the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extra surplus from what was left behind after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to us. And not only that, وَرَأَيْتَنِي وَصَحِبْتَنِي, you seen me, you stayed in my company, and you have seen my attitude. Further he says, وَاللَّهِ مَا نِمْتُ فَحَلَمْتُ وَلَا شَهِدْتُ وَلَا شَبَّهْتُ فَتَوْهَمْتُ. He says, what I'm about to say, don't think that I'm sleeping so that I'm dreaming. And don't think that I'm in a state of doubt, that I'm in a state of confusion. I'm fully alert in what I'm about to say to you. And وَإِنِّي لَعَلَىٰ طَرِيقٍ مَا زِخْتُ, and I'm on the straight path. I'm fully alert and I've got my priorities right. تَعْلَمْ يَا عُمَرْ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ حَقًّا فِي اللَّيْلِ لَا يَقْبَلُهُ بِالنَّهَارِ وَحَقًّا بِالنَّهَارِ لَا يَقْبَلُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ. O Umar, know well that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has a certain haqq at night which the day won't accept, and you have to fulfill certain huquq and rights to Almighty Allah in the day where the night will not accept. Certain things you have to do in the day, certain things you have to do after night. What you have to do in the day, you can't do it at night. And what you're supposed to do at night, you can't do it at day. وَإِنَّمَا ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِإِتِّبَاعِهِمَ الْحَقِّ وَحُقَّ لِمِيزَانٍ أَيَّثْقُلَ لَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Says, the scales of a person will become weighty on the day of Qiyamah by following the haqq and the truth. And it's only appropriate for the scales to be filled with the truth. وَإِنَّمَا خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِإِتِّبَاعِ مَا الْبَاطِلِ وَحُقَّ لِمِيزَانٍ أَنْ يَخِفَّ لَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ إِلَّا الْبَاطِلِ. He says, the scales of people will become light for those who follow the batil, who follow the wrong path, the spurious path. And it's only appropriate for the scale to be light for somebody who follow the wrong path. And then he says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا أُحَذِّرُكَ نَفْسُكَ وَأُحَذِّرُكَ النَّاسِ. I'm warning you about the people. How to deal with the people, the attitude and the conduct of people. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ تَمَحَتْ أَبَصَارُهُمْ وَانْتَفَقَتْ أَهْوَاؤُهُمْ. See, the people are such, people, their eyes open up a lot and the desired aspirations are blown up. And فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ لَحَيْرَةً عَنْ ذِلَّةٍ تَكُونَ. And people are in humiliation because of them following their desires, following their passion. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُكَوِّنَهُ. And you should abstain from the people being in a state of humiliation because of your attitude and your conduct. Be careful how you deal with the people. And lastly, he tells to him, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَذَالُ خَائِفِينَ لَكْ فَرِقِينَ مِنْكَ مَا خِفْتَ اللَّهَ وَفَرِقْتَ. He says that the people will always be careful of you. They will respect you if you fear Allah and you exercise taqwa. You fear Almighty Allah, then Allah will put the respect of the people into your heart. And lastly, he says, وَهَذِي وَصِيَّتِي وَأَقْرَأْ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. That, O Umar, this is my wasiyat, this is my bequest to you, and I convey salam to you, I make salam or make dua for peace for you. Somebody told to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, you're about to leave the world and you're appointing such a harsh person, Umar, as our leader. Are you going to bear that? So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied the person, if I meet Almighty Allah, I will tell Allah that I have, who I knew to be the best person to lead the Ummah, I have appointed that person. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, before being the Khalifa, he was harsh, but after being the Khalifa, the responsibility that came onto him, that made him soft. Anyway, these are some of the leadership qualities of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, Rabbana waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. It's our dua. Oh Allah, you make us the imam for the muttaqin. Now, every person, either leader of my house, I would make this dua, which means that there should be muttaqin in my home. Or if the community and society, then in my community and society, there should be people of taqwa. So, oh Allah, make me the imam of the muttaqin. A beautiful example of leadership of an imam is exemplified in the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And a leader requires hikmat, wisdom, diplomacy, taking control over emotions, making the correct and appropriate decisions for people in life, him going on the right path and taking others also on the right path. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That person that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given hikmat, wisdom, diplomacy to, then that Allah has blessed that person abundantly. And that was profusely found in the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'anhu. We make dua, Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to emulate the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'anhu, and Allah must reward Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'anhu on our behalf, on behalf of the entire ummah, for the leadership that he had exemplified at the trying times of this ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.